Wayland.
Episode 45. A Queen's messenger had called through the night with a letter. Unhelpfully, I was asleep under a bed at the time. My colleague Natasha took the call, but also unhelpfully had gone to work before I'd woken. A note for me lay on her desk, but written cryptic. The QM's delivery was hidden in our special place. News to me. I didn't realise myself or Natasha had a special place. Out of my flat, she'd added straightforwardly. Not offended, I was used to that kind of sentiment. I mustn't wear her clothes. Not sure I might be able to squeeze into them, even if I was that way inclined. Although I am missing my shirt, Natasha needed it for a disguise. Life in our section is never dull. Keep out of the kitchen, don't use my shower. If you must use the bathroom, make sure you put the seat down when you've finished. There's the clue. The toilet seat being the only thing I'm allowed to touch. I shall do just that and see where it takes me. A shelf of toiletries sits below the mirror above her wash basin. Bottles that include opera glasses. A little something that only myself and Natasha, after the previous night's excitement, would understand the significance of. Not quite square with the glass shelf. Do they point somewhere? Pointing at the bathroom door, beyond which is a vent on her corridor wall. I find a stool and a knife. In doing so, I break one of Natasha's little rules and violate her kitchen. I take a closer brekkie of the vent and frame. The sides are painted to the walls, screws unscratched. It not having been interfered with, I'm reminded of get out of my flat. Drag my stool and knife through the front door to the outside corridor where, as expected, there is another vent. Caught standing on a stool shirtless, attacking a scratched vent with a knife, being rather tame for this debased postcode, I get on with it. A minute later, I'm able to pull the frame away from the wall. Inside, a little way back, is my letter from the Queen. I take it out, put everything back where it was, retire to Natasha's apartment and sit on her bed, embossed with On Her Majesty's Service and with Mr. Worth written across the middle in an immaculate hand. You could call it a postcard from Lilibet. Open up and open out, I speed read through the pages before going over them one word at a time. Interesting times, lots to do. Will keep me busy until July, when the overseas part of my operation Swaling calls. Until July, I'm seconded to Ariel, whose proposition's keywords are coal, miner, and strike. The concourse at London Euston Station is a disappointing concrete box ahead of ramps leading to northbound platforms. I stand to one side of a pillar, pretending to be invisible, observing the rattle board opposite, waiting for my train to be announced. Too late in the morning for arriving commuters, travellers with bags and folded coats stand or mingle about me. Disgusting, says a stranger who has been standing beside me for a few moments. His luggage, a pack similar to mine, is at his feet, a newspaper in his hands. He has lowered it to speak, revealing a crew-cut and lantern jaw, topping and tailing a thin face, centred by all-seeing blue eyes. He's a stretched version of myself, stretched all the way up to 6'3", and all the way out to shoulders like a beast. Excuse me, I replied. Can't you see what's going on? Can't say I can. Watch the policewoman. A policewoman approached a boy sat at a bench. Keep watching, my new companion instructed. The policewoman and the boy exchanged a few words. He seemed to show a train ticket or some such before she wandered away. The youngster slouched. Keep on looking. A man approached and sat beside the boy, like jackals. Away from home for the first time, big city, dozens arrive every day from the provinces, and there are dozens more out to catch them. The old one too, I suggest. Policeman plods, offers them up and gives a nod for a backhander. Nah, he disagreed. My fiancé is a police officer. Having a convicted offender in a personal file feels a lot better than a bed tenner in your pocket. She on the Met? Rural shire. But they have their moments. Bright lights down here, matey, I remind him. Can turn a few heads. Change the subject. You're Worth, aren't you? Correct. I'm Davis. Captain Davis to you. You're expecting me. I was. It was 11:30 a.m. I was beside a column opposite the rattle board. I had a Daily Mail tucked under my arm, open and folded on the crossword page, as instructed by the Queen. To the initiated, I would have been difficult to miss. We shook hands. He almost broke my fingers. Professional parents, house in a middle-class area, top-flight state school rather than private, backbone of the country. You can tell a lot from a handshake. I looked up to him, for reasons other than he was half a foot taller than me. In a world and a time when some were cynical about the military, I was keen, even a little jealous. I didn't know him yet, but I knew his type. A but I both kept me safe in Ulster and saved my little squeezes, an IUC policewoman cadet at the Times, life. I was relieved that Davis was on board, but not too pleased at what he had to say next. By the way, I'm bushing myself into shape for a stab at a promotion, elite forces selection. Hope you don't mind. Of course I didn't. I wished him luck. You can do better than that, he retorted. Don't like doing it on my own. Not the type who's keen on his own company. Not a bad thing. Don't want loners, want team players. Best thing about this Lancashire Yorkshire mines kerfuffle is the evenings and weekends. Moundy watsits with snow-capped tops up the north. Long, thin holes in the ground full of cold, wet stuff. Packs on our backs, you and me, Worth. Running up mountains, sleeping out, swimming across lakes, that kind of thing. Grateful of you to volunteer. I didn't realise that I had done. I said so. Got a scroll off the Queen inviting you to take up her commission in one of the better regiments, have you, Worth? Thought not. You'll do as you're told. I'll carry the worst of the kit, it's only fair. What I did have from the army was a bit of paper photocopied so many times you could hardly read it, after commiserating with me. I was invited to apply again next year. It was filed away with other unsuccessful attempts to join things such as the Foreign Legion and the clergy. Not to bother, I had fallen on my feet in my current department thus far. Useful thing about volunteering for what you've been told to volunteer for is it saves a lot of decision-making effort, Davis observed. Do you a lot of good to improve too. In between causing trouble for striking miners, fresh air, oxygen, adrenaline, sunshine. Possibly not so much sunshine up the north. Apart from that, at that point, my new boss was interrupted by our northbound departure appearing on the rattleboard. It was a compartment train. Myself and Davis had one to ourselves, our only other companions being our packs in the lucky truck. Rattling through the track work as the service left Euston, I would break the ice further by telling an interesting fact. Camden Bank was so steep for the early steam trains that they had to be hauled up it with the assistance of a rope incline and a stationary engine. My companion proved to be as keen on anything moving, noisy and made of tin as I was. The journey might pass well. Driver just pulls a bloody big handle a bit further these days, he noted. That remarkable thing called electricity, power on tap, power from the giant generating plants on top of northern coalfields, now on strike. Passing carriage sidings and sheds, earlier arrivals were being worked on, being cleaned and maintained. One of the previous night's sleeper trains from Scotland is being backed into the carriage sheds by a shunter. Gathering speed, we conquered the gradient as we left central London. Slow lines slew away from us to the right as our fast lines curved into the castellated entrance to Camden Tunnel. Slam! We entered the tunnel. Enclosed air pushed ahead of the locomotive and backwards past the open window vent, sucking the oxygen out of our compartment. Ears popped in the darkness. Whoomph! Leaving the tunnel, accelerating further. We were surprised by another whoomph as a train coming the other way passed in a blur of windows. Ba-da-da-da-dum, ba-da-da-da-dum, da-da-da-da-dum. Thought I'd try my luck, have a little fishing trip, if only for my own peace of mind. I needed a sounding board, someone to agree with me about without realising that they were agreeing with me. You know, we're infiltrating the coal miners' union, I said to Davis. Yes, I do, I've read the proposition. To gather intelligence and cause a bit of bother for them, preferably in front of the TV cameras. Sounds good to me. I wonder if, I had to choose my words and my tone of voice with care, as though I was thinking this up as I spoke, I wonder if anybody's thought about infiltrating the jackals who prey on runaway youngsters arriving in London. Must be some kind of organisation behind it, if not the vice trade proper, something more loosely and formally based. Might be worth suggesting that. What do you think? Absolutely not. Definite no-no, replied Davis, leaning forward earnestly. Too dangerous. Somebody could get killed. Sure, I responded, beginning a cold sweat, thinking of Natasha sitting around Railway Termini in her runaway's disguise, waiting to be approached. Why'd you say that? Inside info, he tapped his nose. Fiancé's a police officer. Loose talk on mess nights. Wait till you hear this. To be continued.